Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. This is David, ma'am.
No. No.
Okay, okay. So, ma'am, over the recorder, can you...
Let me complete.
I don't want to convince you anymore, ma'am. I don't want you anything to do it right now. Over the recorded line, as you have used the words that you are using, ma'am, we haven't asked you for any of your information. So what we are doing here is we are releasing all the money and we are locking all of your funds. We are reporting each and everything. And if any illegal purchase made by your end, ma'am, while using your information by those American websites from those American people, you will be the victim. You might be in the behind the bars, ma'am. And you will be losing all of your fund in the meanwhile if you are not canceling. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you, ma'am. Now you can hang up the call.
The thing is, what I don't get is you asked me to go and look at a thing that says that they're trying to get 3 Woolworths gift cards at $50 and 2
$500, ma'am. Each gift card, you have read something wrong. There was total 5 gift card order and each gift card was of $500. 3 was Woolworths, 2 was Coles, right?
$2,500.
Yes. So total you are from the same website, those people are ordering $2,500 gift card, ma'am. So from the same website, we are blocking this amount under your name so that those people try to redeem all the gift card from any other country, they will not be able to redeem that because you have already blocked them. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I don't understand how me applying for $2,500 worth of gift cards is going to block them getting, right, okay, I'll block them getting from that $2,500 of gift cards, but then they just go and get some more.
Yeah, so we are just, that's what, ma'am, you have already submitted a report to the Australian Cyber Security so that in the near future, from this Woolworths, if any gift card been ordered, ma'am, your details will not be getting access anymore. The Woolworths will be rejecting your information because you have report or submit that you illegally somebody has used your information to make all this order. That's what we were trying to do, ma'am. Okay? So that the Woolworths website will well known about your information. If in the near future, if any order further made, ma'am, what they will be do, they will be reject their order. They will not be able to make any transaction. And your IP address, the location of your internet network will be also showing back you to Australia, ma'am. Okay?
Okay, so I'm supposed to be on Apple Watch. So
Okay, you need to first open up the AnyDesk, ma'am. You can see the same numbers will be coming up there.
Just a minute.
The red one. Because, ma'am, you are blocking this money in your name. So that in the near future, if somebody claims that I am Mr. This and That, and I have made this order, the Woolworths, what they will do, you have already blocked your account on the Woolworths website, so they will be reject them. They will be blocking them, right?
So I need to be on AnyDesk.
Yeah, on the AnyDesk application.
So...
Once you're on the AnyDesk, you can see the same numbers over there, ma'am. No need to re-verify those numbers.
Let me find AnyDesk again. I've got that
many
things up at the moment.
Okay. Take your time. Here to save you, ma'am. We are not here to do anything wrong with
you. Yeah, I know.
Each and every day, a lot of Australian people are losing their lot of money, ma'am. And we don't want you be
on
the part of
the... AnyDesk.
Okay, you can see the numbers which says your ID, your address.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now wait, don't do anything, ma'am. Don't read out. You can see the security notification again. You need to follow up the same things, the same steps. The checkbox on the beside, there will be a 2 checkbox, then accept, allow, then start now.
Start now.
Now you can go back to the Google.
going back to Google.
All right. Because you and your partner, you both are only the authorized person of this account.
So I need to be on Apple.
Yeah.
I'll find it again.
This card is
This is the website
from where those people try to order multiple 5 gift cards, ma'am. So we are canceling. You can see Apple Entertainment. What did you type in? You need to type Apple. Gift card Woolworth on the search.
Woolworth. Yep.
Yeah.
And then Apple Entertainment or gift. Going to the menu, all gift cards.
Yeah, perfect, ma'am.
Go on to the rich one. Right.
Because this gift card with the email and the gift card details should be sent to those people. So before they receive any email from the Woolworth, we are sending you the email for the cancellation for yourself, ma'am.
Right. So I've gone on to the green gift card.
Yes.
The e-gift.
Okay.
5 gift cards at $500.
Okay, now click on that. Click on that. Now you can see the funds will be showing up you there. Can you see $2,500 is showing under your name, right, ma'am?
Shopping cart. Yep.
Wait. Can you see? All right. Now come down. Now, don't read out and just see what details is asking you. Don't read out anything in front of me, ma'am. Just slowly scroll down.
Yep.
And you can see any page says check out.
Yep.
Now go to the top. Scroll up little bit. Scroll up. Now can you see, ma'am, delivery? Can you see delivery?
Yep.
What is the time given over there, ma'am?
Up to 10 minutes.
All right. And up to 48 hours, you can also see, right, for the verification.
However, times may vary up to 48 hours, subject to public holiday peak periods and all
that
verification.
So before that, ma'am, we need to block all this gift card before the email. Those people, they have used the email called GaryFrank897@gmail.com. Do you know anyone by this email, Gary Frank? Because this is the email which has been used to withdraw all this gift card. So we will be changing the email. And we will be sending all the gift card cancellation details to you, ma'am, right?
Yep.
Now click on checkout.
Yep.
All right. Now on the email address, put your husband's email, which is login in this phone, ma'am. You remember which email is in this phone login? You can put that. And don't read out or don't share any information over here. Because this $2,500 will be get blocked under your husband account, ma'am, your partner account. And it will be not getting debited as those people will try to redeem all the gift cards from a different country. So fill up the details as it is asking you one by one. Don't read out to me anything, all right? And ma'am, any of your family member, like apart from you and your partner, is there any of your family member who lives in United States, in America, or somewhere in a country, and you might be made some transaction to overseas, you have transferred some funds?
No.
All right.
What's your phone number? Right, I've had to put filling address. I'm going to fill out. Right. So I've entered all the relevant information, like...
Okay. Now, come down. Come down.
Oh, where's it gone? I've lost it now.
Can you see a tick checkbox, ma'am? Somewhere on the bottom. Tick on that.
Yeah.
Okay, now again, come down, scroll down.
Yeah.
Click on the green box. It says proceed with to payment. Click on that.
Oh. Right, I didn't put the number in for the address.
$2,500 will be refunding back into your account. As the IP address is not secured, so the funds are not missing yet.
One button here.
Go to the top, check each and everything, ma'am. If there is something wrong, any information. Now, you can see there is a problem, start creating, ma'am. As you are trying to cancel up those transactions, those hackers are creating a problem. Can you see, try to refresh this page. Try to refresh this page again.
Right, it had the dollar amount there, and then when I went to proceed to check out, it's come up with no dollar amount at all.
Yes.
The dollar amount is still up in the...
On the top. Okay, go to the top of the page.
Just a minute.
Go to the top of the page. Yes.
Check out. I've just got to enter the email again.
Okay, slowly and correctly, ma'am, without making any mistake. Because you will be also getting a cancellation message, a cancellation request.
Oh, God. My number. Okay. I still won't get this. Nor do I. No, well, I don't get it. I think
so you can see from each and every time you are...
I'm trying to put his address in. I'll have to start.
Okay.
Start again.
Oh, you have started again?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a issue.
Alright, so there's your address, your phone number, I've read the terms and conditions, and it's still saying line up.
Yeah, not an issue, ma'am, because you are not paying any dollars, that's the reason it's showing you zero. You can click on that proceed to payment.
And it comes up with errors on the page.
Errors on the page.
There are some errors on this page. The email address is correct.
Okay.
The phone number is correct. His name and address is correct. His phone number address, the phone number is correct. I have read the terms and conditions. And
Can you see, can you see at the top, you can see the basket, a cart, and there is showing you 2,500. You can click on the X, the remove all item. Click on that remove all item.
Yep.
All right, perfect, ma'am. Now you can close this page from the background. Can you see a blue circle on the top, a circle rounding? Click on that. It will refresh this page. Wait. Yeah, perfect. Now, as you have refreshed this page, now you can tap on all gift cards option and proceed with the procedure as you did before. Right. Because, ma'am, you can see where it is showing you zero, it will show you there are $2,500. Okay? On which page are you now?
Back at the gift cards again.
Oh, okay. Do it by yourself, ma'am. Don't be rushed. Make sure you don't make
it. In the cart.
Yeah. Click on add the cart.
In the cart, I've got $2,500 worth of gift cards.
Yeah, come down, scroll down that page.
Now, so added it to the cart?
Yeah. Okay. Now, wait. Now you will be getting a next page.
Now it's saying that you've reached the maximum cart value of $5,000.
Yeah. Can you see the cart? Click on that. You have not removed the earlier one. Click on that cart. Click on remove all items. Okay. Now close this page from the background, ma'am. There is something issue going on with this page. Okay, now again open up the Google. That's the reason, ma'am, once open up the Google. Are you doing on the Samsung internet? You need to open up the Google. Click on the Google again. Tap on Google. All right. And slowly, ma'am, don't be rushed, okay? Slowly, because you can see there is a problem getting started whenever we are proceeding to go for the cancellation. Tap on the three-line menu. Click on all gift cards. Select for wish. Come down. Make it 5. Slowly, ma'am. Don't be fast. Slowly down. Slow down. And click on add to cart. Now wait. Click on view shop cart. Tap on the top where you can see the cart and $2,500 on the top. Click on that. Okay, wait. Now come down. Slowly come down.
Yeah, now we go to checkout.
Yeah, click on checkout.
Now we're going
to
do the email address.
Yeah. Because it might not take so much time, ma'am, but as we are not able to proceed with the cancellation, as there is a problem when we are going to block. Check the email address, ma'am, whether you are entering the correct details. Read out once again once you put the email address there. And recheck the email. Recheck the email, ma'am. If there is anything missing on the email. Okay. Come down.
Oh, come on again.
Come down, ma'am. It's no need to give O, ma'am. It's not with the O. You can without O, you can put the phone number there. Is it?
It's a mobile phone number.
Yeah, without O, you need to give the number there without typing O. Without zero. Check the mobile number, ma'am. Did you put the correct mobile number? Right. Ma'am, don't be fast because you are canceling. Otherwise, the refund will be not get proceed, ma'am. So make sure slowly and correctly fill up the details, okay?
Your mobile phone number.
033-777-4061.
Okay. Now you can put the details. Yeah, click on that. Yeah, come down. Now you can see it showing you. Click on proceed to payment. Wait. Now, where you want the refund, ma'am? You got a debit card, right? Your husband debit card, which was been targeted. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, select debit or credit card, where you want the refund back, on the credit or a debit card, right?
Phone's going to go black.
Click on that credit or debit card.
The phone's going black.
Yeah, you need to tap on that. Tap on your screen, unlock the phone. Okay, now can you see the circle which says credit or debit card, any option like that, ma'am?
It's the phone's gone black.
Okay, wait. Don't be rushed, ma'am. At the main time you are doing, your phone is not working. All right, not an issue. Now, what do you see on the screen? Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello? Yes, can you hear me, ma'am? Hello?